Thank you for listening to the Craig James Financial Services LLC podcast. Craig James Financial Services LLC is located at 510 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 208, Melville, New York, 11747. You can reach us by phone at 631-393-2888 or toll-free at 1-877-887-2707. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Next Financial Group, Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, is not an affiliate of Next Financial Group, Incorporated. Next Financial Group, Incorporated, does not offer tax and or legal advice.
Hello, my name is Craig Ferrantino. I'm the president of Craig James Financial Services in Melville, New York. I founded Craig James Financial Services because we felt that there was a need for independent, objective financial advice for our clients in the greater community. We put these podcasts together at the request of many of you who have seen our presentations either in seminars or other educational presentations and wanted to learn more. And as a disclaimer, I wanted to mention that we are not owned by any insurance company or bank. We are truly independent, and therefore we have the ability to work purely for our clients. Now that we've reviewed most of the essentials concerning survivorship life insurance, such as what it is, how it works, and its many advanced uses, such as for estate plannings, or if you have children with special needs, or to obtain coverage for someone with health conditions, you now may be asking yourself, how much insurance do I need? With me is my Vice President of Marketing, Jenna Dury, to help you figure out how much survivorship insurance you need. Jenna?
Thank you, Craig. Like all insurance, there's not a blanket answer to this question, as it depends on each person's situation, especially when considering survivorship life for one of the advanced planning techniques mentioned earlier in this podcast series. Let's go over some of the factors you need to consider. First, if you're using survivorship life insurance as part of your estate plan, it is essential that you speak with your team of professionals, a CPA, a estate attorney, an investment professional, to decide on what amount of insurance is needed. As discussed in Episode 2, Survivorship Life as an Estate Planning Tool, you may need to calculate the amount of estate taxes your heirs will be required to pay and then decide on the amount of survivorship life insurance you need. In addition, it is important to consider an irrevocable life insurance trust, more commonly known as an ILIT. Creating an ILIT requires time and precision to ensure that your wishes are granted after you pass. Second, if you're looking at survivorship life as a means to insure a spouse or someone who has health conditions, then figuring out the amount you need is less complex and more similar to how you figure it out for a regular insurance policy, as discussed in our podcast series, Insurance and You. But remember, no one receives the death benefit until both people listed on the policy have passed away. It is important to remember this so you have other money or insurance policies available should the second life remaining on the policy need money to pay for remaining expenses. Once both people on the policy die, then the death benefit will go to the listed beneficiaries. So for a survivorship life policy, which is traditionally created on the lives of a husband and wife, you need to ask yourselves, if we're not alive, what expenses need to get paid to allow my children or guardian of my children to continue to live their lives normally? For example, how much is left in your mortgage? How much would your loved ones need to pay in taxes? What outstanding debts do you have? Car, loans, credit cards, etc. What are the costs of basic utilities? What about food? What about clothing? Do you need to pay for daycare? What about college costs? Third, if you're considering a second-to-die policy to provide for a child with special needs, again, I highly recommend that you speak with your team of professionals, CPA, attorney, and investment professional. There is no room for error when planning for the care of your child with special needs. There are unique provisions and regulations you need to consider. You will want to consider a special needs trust for the life insurance policy. This will give you more control and more power. It may help you preserve the government benefits your child is eligible for, protect your assets from creditors, and provide funding for additional care and services. It is important to know that payments made directly to the beneficiary, which is normally your child with special needs, may reduce their Social Security amount. You may also want your special needs trust to spell out that money should be used for supplemental needs, anything that is supplemental to the public benefits your child receives. For example, you may want to prohibit distribution of money for food or shelter, as those are public benefits. Distributions made from this trust are different than other trusts. So again, please consult with your team of professionals to make sure everything is done correctly. On a side note, I also like to mention that you should consider drafting a letter of intent that includes general information about your family's medical history, as well as your child's medical history, food preferences, favorite activities, etc. If you're gone, this letter of intent will drastically help your guardian and child from going through the discovery process of getting to know your child's needs. Now, as for the amount of insurance you need, that depends on a variety of factors and the amount of care that your child will need. Look at all the resources your child will need that are supplemental to public benefits. Or, if you do not care about whether or not your child receives public aid and you have enough money to provide private aid to them, then determine the cost of all resources your child needs to survive and live life without you.
Thank you, Jenna. Again, we cannot emphasize enough that you should seek the advice of a team of professionals who can help you plan and protect your child with special needs. Should you also have other questions or concerns, please do not hesitate to call us at 631-393-2888. Also, feel free to contact my office to request a complimentary quote. This is our fifth episode in our series, Survivorship Life. We'd like to thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you benefited from the time that you spent with us today and that you will continue to enjoy and benefit from our future podcasts. If you are also considering other types of insurance, please feel free to listen to our podcast series entitled Disabilities Must-Knows and the other one titled Insurance and You. All of our podcasts are available at our website, www.longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Of course, if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions on anything we discussed today, please contact us by calling our office here in Melville at 631-393-2888 or toll free at 1-877-887-2707. With offering our clients independent objective financial advice, this is Craig Ferrantino, president of Craig James Financial Services. On behalf of all of us here today at Craig James Financial Services, we look forward to hearing from you soon.